Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Mark's annual WrestleMania wrap-up show. You're in for a real treat tonight as we have three very special guests, Doug Hahn, David Pate, and Roger Cave, to join Aaron and Andrew as we talk all about WrestleMania 31. So let's get right into the results. Aaron, the opening match was what again?
So it was the Fatal 4-Way Tag Match. You know, Kid Cesaro, Usos, the Matadors, and New Day. Kid and Cesaro won this. You know, it was a pretty good match. Andy, what did you think?
It was good, but I didn't like the fact that, was it Jay got hurt and then he went to the back real fast? Is that right? Is it Jay or?
I think Jimmy got hurt, didn't
Jimmy's, he? Oh yeah. I didn't like that fact because I thought the Usos were going to do more, but it just, if you had to give it to anyone realistically, you had to give it to Kid Cesaro, even though I thought that maybe they would give us a swerve and give it to New Day. Doug, what'd you think?
I think it was a really good match. I do believe Jimmy Uso is actually injured before even WrestleMania, so that's, I believe, why they took him out quick, which made sense then. Very fast-paced match. It did get a little confusing even to me to know who was the legal man. A little confusion with whether or not I thought it was really bad that one of the Matadors was trying to pin Big E and the referee wouldn't count it. But then he let them continue to fight as if both of them were the legal contenders. So I was a little confused by that. But either way, fast-paced match, very good match, and I am happy to see Kid and Cesaro win.
Dave,
those are the WWE Rena refs for you.
Yes, that is. Dave, what did you think about the match?
I thought it was a pretty good match. I thought the outcome was pretty good, and I'm just glad the Usos didn't win.
You just don't like them. Roger, what do you think?
Right team won. I think Tyson Kidd and Cesaro are the best of the team. We've seen the Usos in the tag division for the last couple years. They didn't need to win. And the other two teams, they may not even be on Raw. So, I mean, I like the result. That's the way it should have won.
And what did you think about the 30-man Battle Royale?
Well, I thought Sheamus was going to come back. I thought this was the time they were going to kind of surprise him. And they've been teasing his return for at least a month or two. I liked the idea of Sandow finally getting his revenge, turning on Miz. And Big Show, he did need to win this. You know, it's the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. So the Big Show victor is fine. I kind of wanted to see Sandow get the win, but Big Show's a fine choice.
Doug, were you surprised that Big Show's never won a Battle Royale?
Not any Battle Royal. He hasn't won the Royal Rumble. He hasn't won any Battle Royal that they've ever had. And that kind of surprised me. And when I was watching the Hall of Fame show, I was kind of wanting to switch my pick at that point because they overemphasized that fact at the pregame or the red carpet special. So I will say this, Aaron, we are not incorrect. Our pick has not been eliminated yet.
That is
Sheamus
true.
Has not been eliminated.
And that's why I picked Curtis Axel for the Royal Rumble as well.
I also picked Maven, so he still hasn't been eliminated as well.
Yes, that is true. Dave, what'd you think?
I thought it was pretty good. I thought they'd actually push Ryback a little bit more and finally give him his opportunity that he deserves. But Big Show deserves it, too. I mean, he's been waiting a long time to actually win something. So, good outcome.
So, Travis Pearson, what'd you think about Samoa Joe not returning? Oh, he's not on the show. Sorry. I just had to throw that out there. So in the IC title ladder match, which could be arguably the match of the night, Doug, were you surprised about the outcome here?
I wasn't so surprised at the outcome because I did pick Daniel Bryan to win. I was kind of surprised at the shortness of the match. When you have seven people in a match like that, I thought it should go a little bit longer, and it really did seem very, very short. Good bumps, good match overall. But I would have liked to see more of it.
I was disappointed as well. I thought that the fact that after we saw Triple H's entrance, you're like, well, they could have cut that down by like 5 minutes and you could have put it towards that match. But I knew it was going to be over. I said something to Dave actually about it. I said, why did Ambrose take that bump so early? I mean, that's supposed to be the Shelton Benjamin bump, but for some reason, Dean Ambrose took it. But I mean, what did you think about it, Dave?
Well, everybody knew that Daniel Bryan was going to win, and I think that it was way too short. It should have been a lot more action in it, but overall, it was a decent match.
Now, Roger, do you think that this match would have been better if RVD was in it?
Well, I think every match would be better if RVD's in it. But I think the one thing that was strange to me is that the way this was booked was, I remember two things. I remember Ambrose getting himself nearly killed by Luke Harper and Wade Barrett knocking everyone out of sight. But when it came down to it, it was Ziggler and Bryan fighting at the end. So why did they have Barrett just knock everyone out with bullhammers left and right to basically be a non-factor at the end of the match? It was like, you're putting the focus on Barrett and then bye, we're back to Bryan and Ziggler where we started with. It was just strange to me.
Yeah, I do agree with that aspect of it. Aaron, yeah, what are your thoughts?
And, you know, the other thing too that we felt was kind of weird is you had Bryan come out first and then Barrett came out second. You had the champion come out second. You know, kind of weird. Like, I don't think that they booked Barrett very well for this match. It felt more like the IC title was vacant as opposed to there was a champion. And that was a little weird. It was a good match. It was short. I felt that they could have had another 5 minutes of better spots, better storytelling, as Roger had mentioned, and you guys as well. So, but I was still happy with it, you know, and Daniel Bryan got a WrestleMania moment, you know, that was very different than what he's got the past 5 years.
Aaron, so you're a big Daniel Bryan fan, right?
I am, yeah.
What's the thing that he just did? He was the first person ever to do this. Do you know what it was tonight?
Win 5 different titles and 5 different WrestleManias?
No, he didn't win the World Heavyweight Championship.
I'm sorry, being 5 different matches, title matches.
I'm not sure about that, but he won 3 titles. He won the IC, the tag titles, and the world.
Well, he defended the tag.
Yep.
He won the world, won the IC.
No. He lost the U.S. Championship shot to Sheamus. He lost the World Heavyweight Championship to Sheamus. He defended the tag titles against Ziggler and Big E. He won the WWE Championship last year, and he won the IC this year.
But if you listen to the commentary, they said that he was the first person to ever win 3 titles at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that requires you to listen to the commentary.
I guess that is true.
Yeah. When was the last time Michael Cole was right about anything?
Oh, what a maneuver.
It starts at 7 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
Yeah. Vintage Michael Cole.
Yeah. Like vintage Seth Rollins. Vintage Rusev. Oh, yeah. It's his first year. Duh. Anyway, so let's move on to Orton Rollins. Doug, what was your initial thoughts on this match?
I had high expectations for this match. As you had two really good workers in this one. Storyline wise, I was kind of wondering, you know, what's going to happen here. But I enjoyed the match immensely. Again, another match that could have probably gone a little bit longer, but a great finish with the RKO by Orton.
And Dave, what were your thoughts?
I thought it was a great match. I was hoping that Randy Orton would beat the hell out of him so he couldn't compete in the last match, but it, you know, you got to take it what it is. And I was actually very impressed with that last move.
Yeah. Roger, what were your thoughts?
I mean, I think that RKO off the curb stomp, we'll be talking about that for a while to come. I like the finish. I mean, I called Orton. I thought down the road, it was the smart move to have him go over the Money in the Bank winner. I kind of tied it in the fact that I think it was a good idea because I kind of thought Rollins maybe down the line might cash in and you can set up another Orton Rollins program. Only thing I had a problem with this is that the story to this match bothered me. It didn't seem logical for the Authority to be cool with, oh, hey, we curb stomped you out of here about a few months ago, but come back and join us and we trust you that you won't attack Rollins. It's like, you guys know Orton. You've been around him for years. You know how he works. He's going to turn on you.
Is this like one of those things where with Wade Barrett, his bullhammer is only effective when he goes inside out with the elbow pad? Is that one of those things?
It's got to be, or it's some sort of like weird, like Undertaker's invincible at WrestleMania, but every other time you can, you know, cocky pin him and you're good.
Exactly. Aaron, what'd you think about this?
Yeah, you know, it was a good match. It could have gone either way. I think this was a toss up. You know, if you take a look, we have 2 people that picked Rollins and then 4 picked Orton. You know, I did feel that this was not a strict, no matter what, Orton's going to win. I'm okay with the win, you know, with Orton. It was a good match, and the ending I also thought was really great.
Yeah, I missed the ending, so I can't say anything. I'll rewatch it, though, but I'm pretty sure after what everyone has said, it was awesome, and I missed it. But one thing
Watch the last minute, honestly, and, like, it looks amazing.
Yeah, I definitely will. I'll watch that tonight. The one surprising of the night was, first of all, Triple H and Sting went early, which I thought that they were going to go – I thought it was going to be that match – the Divas match. You know, that's how I thought the card would go. But this was really early, I thought. But this was the shock tonight to me that Sting did not win. None of us got it right. Dave, what are your thoughts on this?
I think it was a pretty bad match. I don't think that Sting should have lost, especially if it is going to be his last match. Nobody really knows. So, you know, maybe they're leading up to something else. I don't know.
Doug.
And I said it kind of in the pre-show prediction, even though I did still pick Sting, I think the logical winner was Triple H, though, because even if Sting won, his object was to destroy the Authority. And yet, if this is his match, he's not showing up, and Triple H is on Monday Night Raw. So it was kind of silly to have Sting win. So I accept the Triple H winning. I am surprised that Sting didn't win. A little also surprised and a little disturbed that the NWO came to defend Sting when that was a huge, huge, that was the big deal. I mean, Sting even said it. He couldn't beat the NWO in WCW, and it was him versus the NWO, and now all of a sudden here they are to defend him, and I thought it was silly.
Aaron, do you think that if the NWO would have turned on Sting, it would have been better?
Maybe, you know, and I know Roger will have a little bit more to say about that. But as far, you know, what I said in the pre-show, I said that Sting had commented what the reason why he didn't go to WWE. And it just amazed me that, you know, because when he chose to go to WWE, he went under certain conditions, I imagine. You know, he may not have had complete creative control, but I can bet that when they said you'll have a match at WrestleMania, oh, and Triple H is going to beat you at WrestleMania, I'm sure that he probably was like, okay, I'd be okay with that, but what's the next step? Is he going to have a match against Taker at WrestleMania 32? Is that what the logical conclusion is? And then it's Taker Sting, and Sting goes over Taker? Is that what they're thinking? Because I think from a casual fan's point of view, you see Sting get beat by Triple H, and you're going, well, then why do I even care about this guy? You know? And I think that's my, you know, my issue with that, you know, and you see here, six people chose Sting. I bet 95% of the people chose Sting to win. It's okay to be different. I mean, and I'm okay with surprises, but that just seemed like kind of an interesting one to me.
And yeah, so Roger, you said you had something interesting to say about it.
So Sting became this Sting because of his feud with the NWO. This is where the character came from. So why am I supposed to believe as a fan that now he's getting support in what's supposed to be his war against Triple H from the very group that he couldn't beat, who basically destroyed him, and he became this character to try and beat them? Why are Hogan, Nash, like if Lex Luger runs out, that's been his longtime friend. If Goldberg runs out, if Flair runs out, Hogan, Nash, and Hall are WWE guys. They're not going to be on the side of Sting in a WWF versus WCW fight. That was so illogical. It just was like, you should have turned on him. That would have made more sense because Sting always gets turned on. It was just such a, it was basically NWO versus DX, and Sting was kind of there. That's really what that felt like to me.
Okay, now we talked about this. If Goldberg would have came out, would that would have been match of the night?
That wouldn't have been match of the night, but and I even said that as we're watching, if Goldberg comes out and he just cleans house, you would have gotten a pop that would have been amazing because we would have never expected to see Goldberg. It wouldn't have been a 5-star match, but we'd be talking about it. We wouldn't be like, oh, Sting got beat with the NWO in his corner. Wait, what? Like, go back 15 years and say that the NWO are going to help Sting and everyone's going to look at you like, why? It just didn't make sense.
So basically you're saying that there, even if Goldberg came out, it would have taken this 2-star match. It would have still been given maybe a 2.25.
It would have been a 5-star moment within a 2-star match.
Exactly. Yeah. 5-star moment, 2-star match.
But doesn't that make you think that maybe it could have been a Goldberg-Brock Lesnar feud then?
Well, I mean, Goldberg-Lesnar, the problem with that feud is that they were both checked out. That's a little bit different. Like, I mean, the other problem with this one is that, like, did anyone look at Sting versus Hunter when we were watching the Monday Night War and said, those are the two guys I wanted to match up? This just didn't make a lot of sense to begin with, and they never really did a good job explaining why they're at each other's throats. Oh, you know, WCW already lost, so Sting coming back to beat Hunter didn't prove anything. Sting and Hunter weren't big rivals. They weren't, like, dream opponents like Sting and Taker, and having the NWO come out and like the NWO versus the Click, that's something that we thought would make sense. Like, oh, that would have been a good Survivor Series match 15 years ago. Sting had no place in this match, and it was his match. It just didn't make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I think they missed the boat on this one completely. I wish they could, you know, hit the reset button and do it over.
I wish they could go back 15 years in time. This would be a much more entertaining match when one isn't 56 and the other one's 44.
Yeah. I think it also would have been awesome to see Flair be the special guest referee.
I literally said that. Flair, Little Nature was refereeing, which was cool.
Yeah.
Should have had actual Nature Boy refereeing this match.
Do you think that Little Nate's that's the reason why he ref this match?
He was, I don't know how close he is obviously backstage, but it makes sense because he was a WCW guy. So maybe Sting, you know, liked the idea of being able to talk to a guy and help him through since he's been in both companies. I also want to see Nick Patrick, just going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, if he would have came out and did a save. Or
fast
did
count.
Fast count. Then restart the match.
Well, I wanted, like, you know, Hunter to hit him with a sledgehammer and Nick Patrick to just run out and try to do the fast count and Hogan be like, huh, I've seen that before. That's all I needed.
Or he gave him the leg drop.
If Hogan would have turned on Sting and done the Bash of the Beach 96 thing, that would have also been a pretty interesting thing to see. It would have had no long-term payoff, of course, but, you know, it would have made more sense for Sting losing that way to me.
Mm-hmm. All right. So AJ Lee and Paige took on the Bellas. What were your thoughts on this one, Roger?
Well, I think going in, you couldn't have the Bellas go over here. I mean, this is basically the Divas division until you call up the NXT roster. So AJ and Paige needed to win. And I think the storyline advances a little bit better with the champions losing here. And AJ now has a legitimate title shot claim. I think Extreme Rules is in Chicago. So AJ versus Nikki is a logical match. You're going to get the huge pop for AJ and probably more of a CM Punk pop. But, I mean, I think you've got a storyline now. If the Bellas win, well, they beat AJ and Paige, move on to fight with who?
Oh, that is true. I think it was more that they were able to put them together in a match, and I think that's why this match happened. Because you can get four Divas in a match or have two that probably could probably stink up the show, especially if Nikki Bell is the champ. But, Doug, what are your thoughts?
You know, it was a match. It happened. It was WrestleMania. Honestly, I was kind of hoping the Bellas would win, and that Nikki would come out and be like, ha ha ha, this. And then I'm still in hopes that Charlotte Flair comes out and takes out Nikki tomorrow night and does kind of like a Paige thing where she comes in day one and wins the title.
What? Didn't Charlotte already lose on the main roster?
She did, yeah, because they had this stupid match with Natalya.
Oh, yeah. That's unfortunate, because that would be a good idea to see, like, Charlotte come out and be, you know, the next generation Flair who wins the title on her first night.
Ooh, that's true. Now, Aaron, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, it's the same thing. I echo both thoughts. I was a toss-up for me. I picked Bellas just because I thought that maybe they might continue with kind of a heelish storyline. And then AJ and or Paige get a win, you know, for the next couple pay-per-views. But, you know, it's you know, it was good. I'm glad that they gave the Divas a chance.
Wow. Oh, you forgot to do the hashtag.
Oh, sorry.
Dave, what do you think about this match?
You can skip me. I really didn't care about it.
All right. So what did you think about Rusev and Cena going at it?
Rusev and Cena was pretty good. I really didn't think Rusev would lose yet, but hey, it is what it is, and I'm glad Cena actually beat that Russian.
Now, Doug, were you surprised when he came out on the tank?
I had a couple buddies over too, and one of the comments that kind of came out was that the DX tank? Is that the tank that they rolled in on? Is this something new? And, so that was kind of funny, but. The match overall, I think, had some of the greatest chance of, let's go Lana, I think was one of my favorite ones. The you know, of course the John Cena sucks when he comes out was really prevalent. The yays and boos when, they were going, hit for hit for Rusev. So, I had a laugh at every single time that it's everybody's yelling USA, but at the same time rooting for the Russian.
They're rooting for someone else. Roger, what did you think about this match?
If there is any further proof that John Cena cannot get the entire fan base behind him, it is this match. like they said, you're chanting go USA, but not you, Cena. Like, it was, they just didn't want Cena to win, even if it meant cheering the evil, big, bad Russian. Like, they were cheering for Lana. They were cheering for Rusev. I'm surprised the referee didn't get a cheer. Like, just Cena, you know, he is who he is, and he's split. And people, you know, we all got this one right. We all knew Cena was going to win, and it was more amusing to watch the chance. The match was predictable. No one for a second thought, oh, he's going to make him tap out in the accolade. It was like, come on, we know Cena's going to overcome these odds. He's going to be the big American hero at the end. And that's exactly what it was. And it was predictable, and sometimes that's fine. But with Cena, it's the same old story.
Yep, spoiler alert, or spoiler, he wins. Aaron, what did you think?
Yeah, you know, same thing. It'll be more surprising, actually, the storylines going forward. Cena as the U.S. champion, Daniel Bryan as the IC champion. You know, that's going to be a very interesting dynamic, because now the champions are really the top tier talent of WWE. So it's very top heavy right now, which is a good thing. You know, that means that the titles mean a lot. It's very interesting, though, because now what do the lower guys go for? You know, like, what are they going to be striving for now? You know, kudos to WWE, though, for having Cena be the U.S. champion, though.
But if you think about it, Seth Rollins really isn't that high. So the lower guys are probably going to go for the world title now. It'd be easier for them.
Well, hypothetically, it could be, but
I don't know. I think Rollins may not have been put over in a Cena level, but I mean, he's gone toe to toe with Brock Lesnar. It's not like he's been booked as a chump here. Yeah, he's a heel who loses, but not many. I mean, he looked better against Lesnar than Reigns did.
Yeah,
he did not get thrown around the ring like a child and completely beat up. I mean, he had Lesnar on the ground with a few shots, and we thought he maybe had a chance to pull it off. I mean, he hasn't been booked so weak where he looks like Rey Mysterio 6 years ago or 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Where you're like, this guy has no business being champ.
Yeah.
Speaking of heels, I would like to say my favorite spot in this match has to be when Lana threw the shoe.
What
was that even about? What was that for?
That's what I'm saying. I had no idea. Like, I thought she was throwing in a towel or something. And that would have been a good ending, was Lana throwing in the towel for Rusev. That way he didn't submit, but he still loses the title. And that's what I was kind of expecting. It was a white, I just saw the white thing, and then when all of a sudden everybody was looking, it's like she completely missed the referee, she completely missed John Cena. It was a horrible throw. Why is there a shoe in the ring?
And she took off a second shoe.
I think she was gonna throw again a second try. Oh.
I think she was trying to hit the referee and stop his count.
It's just good spot, though.
Watch that becomes a ends up becoming a botch.
Well, the announcers mentioned it, and then just like maybe someone's in there is like, let it go. She messed up because they just dropped it out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So the next match we have is Bray Wyatt versus The Undertaker. You know, Dave, what'd you think about this match?
I think The Undertaker looked a lot better than he did last year at WrestleMania. He actually looked younger this year. He moved a lot better. And, you know, he might have one or two more years in him. We'll have to wait and see what he's going to do from there. But, you know, we won't see him again until WrestleMania.
Roger, did you think that Undertaker looked way better than last year?
No. I actually, when we were talking about this, I thought they did a better job of keeping the match very slow and methodical. And for the most part, he was either on the ground selling offense or he was, you know, pounding on Bray, but they didn't do a lot of back and forth. And granted, I understand that at this point in his career, he can't move like he did maybe 4 or 5 years ago. What was interesting to me about this match is that, like, last year, you look at how dominant Lesnar looked by beating him. I don't necessarily know that Bray Wyatt came in this match looking better. I don't think that you look at him and go, oh, he really held his own with The Undertaker. Taker just came out and looked like, wow, he looked more over the hill to me, and I think that made Bray look worse, personally speaking.
All right. Doug, your thoughts?
I think this was a great match for Undertaker. If you weren't going to have him face off against Sting, Bray Wyatt being a slower type match, these were two entities that could work together, and I thought the match went well for what you expected out of this match. I don't think Undertaker looked that great. He is looking a lot slower. He moved a lot slower. I'm kind of on the fence of, I think Wyatt actually, he doesn't necessarily come off as stronger, but I really don't think this hurt his match. It is going to be interesting what Wyatt comes out with a promo after this, what he's going to say or anything like that. But overall, decent match for especially – I had kind of low expectations for this match. I was even just hoping Undertaker would even show. But at the same time, I do kind of think we might see a Sting versus Undertaker next year where loser has to retire and winner should.
You know, I was that's a good one, actually. I actually was disappointed because I thought Bray Wyatt would win this one. Just kind of just to maybe do a storyline where Undertaker says, yes, I am finally done. But also, I thought it'd be interesting if they did like a buried alive match. But oh, well, I thought that'd be interesting because then you put the loser into the grave and then they're done. And then Undertaker comes back as the badass from back in the day.
But after this match, where does Bray Wyatt actually go from here?
He can't be the new face of fear after a loss, right? That just doesn't seem logical.
He can come out and say, like, I was so happy that you tombstoned me both those times, and it gave me more power and everything. And then he goes after John Cena, which is probably what's going to happen.
Again.
Well, if that was the case, Kane would be the most over guy on the roster.
Yeah, you know, I think with this, the match itself was just I don't think it was very good. It was what you expected, you know, just like Doug and Roger had said. But I think the biggest part is the moments, very similar to Sting Triple H. And there's going to be photos that we're going to see constantly of Bray Wyatt doing the spider walk with Taker sitting up. And you're always going to see that. And they're going to showcase that all the time. And we're going to see those things a lot. And so even though the match isn't going to be good, it's going to be like Hogan, Andre, WrestleMania 3. Terrible match, but you always remember Hogan body slamming Andre, giving him the leg drop. That's what we remember.
I don't remember it at all, actually, until I watched on the WWE Network for $9.99. So I guess let's just talk about the final match. It was Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns for the WWE title. Doug, your thoughts on this match?
I actually like this match. And one of the things that I absolutely enjoyed, I was a little scared at first because when I saw the F5 so fast in the match, like within 30 seconds of the match starting, we see on F5, I kind of put my head down going, oh no, this is going to be one of those. Brock's going to beat him up the whole match and Roman's going to do a roll-up finish. And I was a little, really, really worried of it. But I did like how they made it almost to a point where Reigns got beat up enough that you felt bad for him. You started to want to see a comeback a little bit, and a lot of that happened. So I know a couple of the buddies that were watching it with me thought that way. They're like, "Wow, we really feel bad for Roman, and this is punishment for him getting booed, isn't it? For putting on bad promos or something, is having to go out and face Brock Lesnar like this." The match was amazing. I didn't mind him coming back, but still, you never saw Roman even try a pinfall on Brock. So it wasn't like, I mean, I think this end. Yeah, until the end. And it was one of those matches where I think it boosted Reigns a lot to make him seem a lot more legitimate, but also it never even hurt Lesnar at all.
Wow. You, Roger, did you feel sorry for Reigns getting beat up that bad?
The character, you did feel sorry for. I mean, he was clearly overmatched the way it was booked. Brock did whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted. He looked like the end game boss, and Reigns was the guy who got to the end and didn't know what he was in for. But you respected the fact that after, what, 8 suplexes, 3 F5s, he still kept coming. But it was clear he couldn't put Lesnar away. Like, he didn't have enough left. I mean, we spend a lot of time criticizing the WWE, but I have to give them credit. They got it right. They booked this match well. They booked the finish well. Lesnar looks like a monster. Reigns looks like a strong guy in defeat, and Rollins picked his spot. It was job well done.
Do you think it would have been better if he actually pinned Reigns pinned Reigns right away opposed to try to beat up Lesnar and then pin Reigns?
No, I think he did it right. He realized you avoid Brock Lesnar at all costs. And once, because I like the fact that Reigns came in and speared him. Like, basically, Lesnar caught Rollins coming in for a second curb stomp. Reigns ends up saving Rollins, but pays for it with a curb stomp. I think the way they booked it, I wouldn't have changed a thing. I like the finish.
Dave, I know you're a big Roman Reigns fan. So what did you think about this?
Well, honestly, I think Roman could have taken a few more suplexes just to be funny. But, but I mean, the match was very, very good. I think that Seth Rollins coming out was the perfect thing to do. I wished he would have beat Brock to show that he had the dominance over Brock. But Brock is going to come back strong. He's going to fight him, and we'll see what happens with that.
Now, Aaron, do you think that this is maybe a possibility of maybe a someone like a certain Samoan coming into the WWE and facing Brock Lesnar? Or is that too soon?
I think that's too soon. You know, Samoa Joe is going to skip developmental and go straight to the NXT roster, you know, the main roster. That joke's never going to get old. the match itself was really good. They had an amazing false finish there where Reigns got the three Superman punches. And I think it was just the one spear,
two spears.
And, you know, my heart skipped a beat.
We just paused. Yeah. Like, oh, no.
So kudos to Lesnar for having that like great like last second. Like that was perfect. And, you know, Rollins, you know, as Dave said, cashing in, perfect timing. I even said earlier in the night that it would have been perfect to have somebody cash in the middle of a match, you know, like, and that was perfect because that way Rollins was able to pin Reigns and not have Lesnar look any weaker. So it's, you now have three people going for the title. You have Reigns, you have Lesnar, and you have Orton, because Orton beat the WWE champion. So I think that they ended WrestleMania 31 in one of the best ways possible. Tomorrow night, I cannot wait to watch Raw. Now, if Reigns would have won, it would have been a very different tune, because I would have said, I don't know what they're going to do. And I'm going to watch with very bated breath, as opposed to I'm excited for Raw tomorrow.
All right. My thoughts on this match, I was more upset because they cut to a camera angle. I told Dave, I was like, how come there's a camera guy staying in the middle of the stage? I'm like, there's going to be a run-in. That's what I thought was going to happen. And then when Ron's music hits, I am like, perfect way to end it. Him cashing in. Brock looks great. You don't even have to pin Brock. I was so mad about it. But
I actually liked the blood, too. I think it helped the match. It sold why Brock was so tired. He wasn't just beat up. He was bleeding, and he was bleeding pretty profusely.
He was Ric Flair bleeding. Often.
Well, that's the weird part, because I was surprised that I actually got cut. But I want to watch that spot again, because I'm wondering if he almost purposely ran into something that would cut his head. But it could be a freak thing. You never know. But
I didn't see him pull anything where he could have sliced it quickly, because we were both looking for that.
I think that if he would have ran into a post, let's say if he hit it just enough and the razor blade was like, I don't know, like a millimeter out, it would cut him just enough where it would just start to bleed a little bit.
I don't think anything like that. I think it was just a freak.
It was
the hard way. But yeah, it definitely made it look more realistic then. And that match looked like a fight. That didn't feel like a wrestling match. That felt like a fight. And that's when it felt like a big fight, was when it started. The lead up to it sucked. And I went on record saying that the lead up sucked. The match actually was pretty good. And the ending was great.
But realistically, that they just could have rehearsed that match earlier, because they would have to memorize what, like seven or eight moves. So
yeah, basically,
I think Reigns did two moves. He did three moves. He did a kick to Lesnar, I think, that busted his nose. Mm-hmm. He did the punch, and he did the spear. I don't think he did any other moves, to my knowledge.
No, there was a lot of striking in the match. That like Aaron said, it was a fight. It wasn't a match. It was a fight.
So of people who said they were going to cash it in, Dave, you said no. Doug, you said no. But the rest of us did get this right. Do you think that maybe you would have changed your mind if Lesnar didn't sign?
Possibly, but I never thought I see they haven't had anybody cash in at WrestleMania, so I thought he might wait and have him go against somebody else, get beat up even more, and then cash in. I didn't think he'd turn it into a triple threat match.
I didn't even realize you could do that. Doug, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I know I've if you go back and check on some of the pay-per-view specials that we have been on, I have been advocating for them to do a in the middle of a match turn in, and I'm glad to actually see it happen this time. I know I said on the pre-show that it was Brock actually signing that made me think that Rollins wasn't going to cash in. So I was pleasantly surprised. I loved this finish. This made absolute sense to me. I am kind of curious what you do with Brock Lesnar now, if he's going to go away for just a little bit, or if he's going to be at Extreme Rules, or what his plan is for this part-time, full-time pay kind of thing. So,
do you think that he's going to have to work more than 16 dates a year now?
Maybe it's 16 dates in the multi-year. We don't even know how many years it is. I am very interested in seeing the deal. Okay. You know, we'll see. I mean, I'm excited that Brock's going to be here for multi-year, but I am very curious to see, you know, if this is going to be like a every other pay-per-view, a few pay-per-views, or what it's really going to be right now. And until I find that out or we know more, I am happy that they are going to have the title probably going to be defended now at every pay-per-view instead of every other. But I know Aaron advocated it too, where it is a big feel when Lesnar comes back with the title. You almost get more buys if it's a title match pay-per-view with Lesnar. So we'll see how it goes. And I'm optimistic. I'm very excited for Raw tomorrow night.
All right, Aaron, you wanted to add something?
No, I was just giving Doug the thumbs up because I agreed with what he was saying.
All right. So before we end the show, let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a freeside builder, hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo. So easy as, and if you use special coupon code WrestleMania, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. So, final thoughts, Aaron.
Well, first, Andy, why don't you go over the tally?
The tally. Well, I got 8.
No, the real tally, not the fantasy one.
Oh, okay. I got 2 with an asterisk.
And the asterisk, of course, is because you got the cash in right. So, you know, you basically said that Rollins was going to leave as the champion. So you kind of got 3, 2, you know, 2.5, so to speak.
Well, I mean, I should have 3 with an asterisk because technically that match didn't count. But we didn't know. But I guess whatever.
Two asterisks.
I got 2. There you go.
Next was Doug with 3. Then myself and Travis, we both had 4 with asterisks. Roger had a 5 with asterisks. And surprisingly enough, newcomer to the show, Dave Pate, with 6 out of 9.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. So Dave, you got Reigns, the 30-man, and what else did you get wrong?
I did not get the 30-man.
Yeah, you got Reigns wrong, you got the 30-man. Oh, and Sting. Yeah, because everyone picked that. So, but yeah, still, kudos.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you call him Dolphins fan?
Yeah. Are you Dolphins?
No.
By the way, Dolphins.
I'm Redskins, not Dolphins.
Yeah, Dolphins fan actually said that, what was it, that Lesnar was going to win.
So he was wrong.
So yeah. He was wrong. So that's like the third time he's been wrong this entire time.
Did he have Triple H, though?
Yeah, he had Triple H.
He missed 3, didn't he?
Really?
No, he got – that was the one that he missed, was Lesnar. He only missed Lesnar because he said Lesnar, I guess, would have won technically, but he didn't put like – but Rollins is going to cash in. But I'm wondering if that – this is the one thing I wanted to ask you, Aaron. Do you think that this has been the finish the entire time and they never change plans?
No,
not at all.
All right, Roger, you sound very strong about that. What'd you think?
I 100% think the original finish was Roman Reigns cleanly beats Brock Lesnar in the middle of the ring until the night of the Royal Rumble, and when they realized we have a problem. I think they realized that the fans really are not interested in seeing Reigns walk out cleanly over Lesnar, and they said, let's try something new. If they're not going to be happy with the clean babyface going over Lesnar, this is the time to pull the trigger and let Money in the Bank cash in. That lets the fans go home happy. I mean, let's make no mistake about it. Rollins got a massive pop when he cashed in, and he got a massive pop when he won the title. Everybody wins. Lesnar looks strong. Reigns looks strong. Rollins walks out with the title. We're all excited to see Raw tomorrow. It's a win-win.
Yeah. Doug, do you agree with Aaron and Roger?
I only somewhat disagree in the aspect of, I think this was like the renegotiation with Brock. I think one of the stipulations that Brock probably put on there was that he doesn't drop the title to Roman Reigns. And I think that this was a compromise for it, for him to re-sign. Yeah, we're going to give you a bunch of money, but at the same time, how about, would you be okay if we had Rollins cash in and pin Reigns and you lose the title? And that was probably the compromises. He wasn't going to get pinned for the title, but they still wanted him to give it up. So I think it's a win-win for Brock and the WWE. And I am very excited, like Roger said, for Raw, for going forward. You know, this Raw kind of blew my expectations a little bit, way out of the water, especially with that finish. Very, very excited for future.
All right. And some that Doug said too, just to piggyback off that, all three men look strong.
Yep.
All three came out of that match looking good, which is weird in a triple threat, you know? So I think that that's going to be really, really good for, you know, the rest of the year.
All right, Dave, any final thoughts on this year's WrestleMania?
No, I thought it was pretty good, and I think they can continue to thrive, but I don't know. We'll see what they want to put together next year. It should be good.
All right. Roger, your thoughts?
I mean, I think it was better than – I came in with pretty low expectations. It wasn't like WrestleMania 30 where I thought this could be a special moment, and I beat my expectations. I'd happily say I was wrong, and I'm glad about it. I'm not so sure they'll keep up this momentum because I think the WWE peaks at WrestleMania and then we go through a bit of a lull. And I don't think we're going to see Lesnar again until SummerSlam, even if he's working more dates. I think he's going to go away and then he's going to show up around, you know, August and be like, hey, I want my title back. But I mean, I think it was a good show. I was entertained. I think if the finish were different, I might have a different perspective. But Rollins walking out was definitely one of those moments we'll talk about for a very long time.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Doug, your final thoughts?
Like I said a little bit ago, I came in with an expectations of a 7 out of 10. I really do think with this finish, it's a 9 out of 10. This was a wonderful WrestleMania. It really is that great. I mean, and I really think it is the last match. The excitement level is still there. Whereas if you would have ended it with the Sting and Triple H match, if that would have been the main event, I would have probably thought lower of the WrestleMania. Overall, the card, I think, did a really good job. I think there was a couple things to improve, but at the same time, I was really excited about several things, and in a 9 out of 10, this was a wonderful WrestleMania and a relief from years past.
Yeah, and that's my final thoughts on it is that I think that having Triple H and Sting earlier in the night, if this is how the finish was going to work the entire time, it does make sense because if you end it with that, people are going to be furious. And I think also if you end it with Taker and Bray, I think some people would be upset as well. This makes it a big deal because you got to watch Raw now because what is he going to say on Raw? You got to watch it, Aaron.
Yeah, and you know, just like a movie, if a movie could be really great, but if the ending sucks, the movie's kind of ruined. And I feel that this year's WrestleMania is very similar where movie was okay until the very end and it had an amazing ending that made you go, oh, that was awesome. And I, you know, looking back at this WrestleMania is very early looking back, but I kind of want to see the Lesnar Reigns match again. I kind of want to rewatch that, maybe the IC title ladder match. It was really good. Doug said it exceeded expectations, even though they were low. And I'm excited for Raw, and I'm excited actually for the next month, really, of wrestling.
But don't you think it's going to be a lot harder on Brock Lesnar, and he's going to have to wrestle more because you know he's going to have to go through every member of the Authority?
Well, not necessarily. Well, yeah, I guess maybe he would. They might. Lesnar's going to work light dates, so. You know, who will he wrestle? Will he wrestle Big Show? He's already had a match with him. He's probably not going to wrestle Kane necessarily. So he would probably jump straight to Seth Rollins. They could potentially have Lesnar Triple H for the third or fourth time.
They won't do that match again.
Yeah, but you'd have to do it at a big pay-per-view. You know, it'd have to be a SummerSlam, yeah. But they wouldn't do that. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, when does Lesnar go away and then come back at SummerSlam to take on Rollins? And I'm not sure what they're going to do. So, which is a good thing, not knowing, because that way I'm going to tune into Raw and I'm going to sit there and actually watch it and pay attention to what they're going to do. I'll be there at 8 o'clock to see the first 30 minutes, see what Rollins says and does.
I haven't watched Raw in 6 months. I will be watching Raw tomorrow. Like, I am now intrigued. And normally I'm like, eh, I'll find out the results later. I want to know what happens. I think Lesnar becomes the insurance policy. I think Rollins is going to be protected. Reigns is going to come after him. Orton's going to come after him. And finally, when the authority gets desperate, they're going to call in Lesnar. Probably similar to what they did last year.
And I think Lesnar will be on Raw, and he will come out when Seth Rollins is talking.
You think so?
I do.
Doug, do you think that's going to happen?
I think Lesnar will come out. Does he necessarily come out because of a Rollins scene, or if he's going to try to set up something for long-term future? I think, if anything, this might be something where we might see a Lesnar Roman Reigns 2 coming in a SummerSlam or a future pay-per-view, where he doesn't care about the title as much. He just wants to beat up Roman Reigns. And since they put on that fight of a match, I kind of want to see a legitimate Reigns versus Lesnar match. I feel a little let down in that I didn't get to see who really would win between Lesnar and Reigns. So I would be excited to see that match again. And, you know, I might be more inclined to accept a Reigns over Lesnar down the road. I think you need to build up Reigns a little bit. That's why you have Lesnar walk away for a little bit, go do his thing, and you build up Reigns even more. You have him start beating up some other people and really establish his name when Lesnar comes back.
So are you classifying that as the number one contender match?
No, I'm thinking that's just going to be a flat-out feud. I know the next pay-per-view is Extreme Rules, which if Lesnar comes back, I mean, that's another legitimate way of having Lesnar not necessarily even win that match. If he does a rematch for my title kind of clause, you can have Reigns come out with some weapons. You can have Rollins win with some it's a no DQ match. So you could still have Rollins win that match via no DQ and have Lesnar get laid out by Roman or something. But I would rather have Lesnar walk away for a little bit and challenge Reigns when they build him back up.
But how many matches does Rollins actually win without help?
It's a very good question.
Well, he's the heel, so...
He is the heel. He doesn't have to win.
Only Brock Lesnar wins matches as a heel cleanly, to be honest. If you're not Brock, you lose as a heel 90% of the time.
Unless you have Lana throw the heel.
So, Aaron, you got the last word on this.
No, that was the last
word.
That was the last word?
All right. All right. So that's all the time we have for this special. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. By the way, we forgot the live tweet. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Roger Cave, David Pate, Doug Hahn, and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.